Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Elizabeth Warren, does it sound to you like she's just trying to buy votes with this idea that if you make up to $100,000 a year, all of your student loan debt up to $50,000 will be forgiven?
So if you make under $100,000.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you make up to $250,000, then it gets prorated, right? So that for every dollar in debt you have, $3 is forgiven, and it zeroes out at $250,000. The point is, you would get student loan forgiveness if your income is up to $250,000. And I think that's fantastically generous. And, you know, maybe that's a good use of our resources, right? Saddling people with that kind of debt when they're just trying to be productive citizens and pay taxes is maybe not a good idea. But they did it. You know, and I said a moment ago that I speak out of both sides of my mouth on this one. It is this. I don't know that I support a policy like this. If a policy like this were in place, though, if we collectively in the United States decided that the Congress should pass that, and they did, and the president signed it, then I think you and I should exercise every option available. I wouldn't blame you for doing that if we've all decided that I'm going to subsidize your student debt, because that's what it would be. What we have now on the books are certain rules, laws, and regulations that do allow you to reduce your debt, right? And the problem is people don't even know that. Hence that lady that comes on and just explains it. And I kind of roll my eyes at some of that because I think, are you kidding me, really? But hey, I would be using those if I could. There's no reason you shouldn't. Now the question is, should we double down even more? Should we say, okay, and the numbers are pretty staggering, right? 44 million people have student debt, and it's over $1 trillion. Here we go again. You may know, or you may be somebody that's in great debt. And so now here comes Elizabeth Warren, and she says, well, if you vote for me, I will work hard. One of her platform planks is going to be that we're just going to wipe that out. We asked Ray Kaplan, the attorney. We said, okay, so who's holding those notes? Is it private or is it public? And she said it would mean the government, namely the U.S. Department of Education, would be forgiving $1.5 trillion in debt owed by 44.5 million U.S. borrowers. The loss would be taken by the government and not the banks. That's you and me.
You're angry because you've already paid yours. I've paid a lot of mine too.
That's half correct, Steve. Yeah. I think in principle, if I'd never been to college and never paid a tuition dollar, I'd still go, yeah, I'm not sure this is right.
Because they agreed to the terms. Right, they took out the loan. And they promised to pay it back, so they should be responsible for it. Right.
I mean, hey, Steve, do you owe on a car or a house?
No, John, I'm debt-free.
Or a student loan or a Nordstrom card, because right. I'd love it if somebody would come along and go, is this unfair, the amount of bills that you have on your Nordstrom? I mean, who knew shoes would rack up like that? And therefore, we're going to waive the Nordstrom bills all across this great land.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to have my kids start defaulting on their loans until we see who wins.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, you're going to pay interest either way.
Why the hell would we pay our student loan now?
Well, that's a little bit.
Away.
Okay, I'm not saying this is me, but this is the person who says, okay, right, exactly what you just said. And how about those of us who did pay those loans? How about a little grandfathering us in? How about forgiving me for the stuff I did pay? Like, if in my life I paid, I don't know, $100,000 of student loans or tuition costs, right? Brenda and I went to a junior college and then Southern Illinois University in Carbondale. Grant Griffin went to college. Brenda went to college. But I'll bet I've paid somehow or another $100,000 in student loan and debt over the years between the four of us. I guarantee it. I'll take $25,000.
And just walk away? I'll take 25.
I'll go away. I will walk out of here right now. Last you'll ever see of this troublemaker.
I haven't seen too much of her. I haven't seen too much of this plan. Is there any retro, or is it only going forward? Or Because, like, my kids, like Emma just graduated last year. It'd be, you know, she's saddled with student debt.
This is the story of my life. Every time I finish paying for something, then the government says, okay, it's 2009 and everybody's in a crisis. We'll buy your washer. I had just finished paying for a washer. They were buying used cars for people. They were helping folks buy used cars. I just paid off a car.
But and then so let's take Emma. So she's settled with student debt. And then the graduate just after her then is at a huge economic advantage over her.
You know? Yeah, right. When they graduate.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's a big.
Absolutely. I mean, I just and by the way, Senator Warren, you've been a senator for a while. Go ahead and introduce a bill. Just push it through Congress. Maybe the president will sign it. He doesn't know. I mean, maybe he won't even notice.
Say and put in it, and you don't have to release your tax return.
There you go. That's how these things get done.
Right. That's called compromise. It's a deal. It's art of the deal.
Everybody wins.
We don't want to see it that bad.
I'll tell you what. I know a lot of liberal Democrats who'd make that deal in a heartbeat.
Well, I don't know about that, but I would certainly trade my kid's student debt for never seeing his tax returns.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. I think a lot of people say, okay, I really feel angry about the president suing the Congress over this debt thing, or his taxes.
I think you have just stumbled upon genius right there. And throw in infrastructure.
Let's take a call. Diane, you're on WGN Radio. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Good to talk to you, King John.
Likewise. Thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
Well, I know I'm a day late, dollar short, and I listen to your podcast because I live currently in Pennsylvania. But at one point in time, I lived in South Dakota. And in South Dakota, we have this thing called set-aside lands. That's the land that is rented to farmers and others to pay for the entire education system for the state. There is no income taxes, and there are no property taxes. Now, there is local taxes for other things, but there is no education taxes vis-a-vis local property tax to cover education. It's an amazing system.
Yeah.
And because of that, the whole school system statewide is very equitable. There's not this, because I was raised outside of Lincolnshire. I went to Stevenson High School. That school is one of the most well-funded schools in the state. But if I were to live in an area that I can afford now, I'd be in one that would struggle to have enough money to just be able to put a kid in a chair and have them get some basic education.
That's South Dakota you're describing, right?
That was South Dakota. Now, I live in Pennsylvania, which is a little different, but I'm planning on moving back to South Dakota.
Oh, move to Chicago. So, come back to Chicago.
Well, I would love to come back home, but now I'm following my grandkids. So I love my grandkids, and sorry, my heart's where it's going to belong with my family.
I completely understand that. This is a very interesting call. Well, where are you listening to us right now?
I'm in York, Pennsylvania.
Diane, we really appreciate you finding us on the web. I guess you say... that thing we do at the top of the hour, you're smart. If you have a smart device, say, play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Do you do that?
No, actually, I podcast you. I download it, and I'm usually a day or two behind in listening because there are a number of broadcasts that I love to listen to, but yours and Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder are on the top of my A-game list.
Yeah, but you know that we're live right now, right? Like, you're not talking to me from 2 days ago.
Right.
Which would
be weird. Well, the reason I
did
call
is
I said, okay.
She is so smart.
It's amazing.
So,
but I know you were an hour behind me. I got on the WGN app. I took a look at what time your show broadcast was. Said, oh, I can call, and decided to make the phone call. Usually I'm in the classroom teaching.
Well, I see your interest in this in many ways. Thank you so much for calling and listening and finding us.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful day.
It's Diane listening to us in PA.
Now, will she listen to it again in 2 days, or she's lived it now? She won't have to listen to it.
She can run back now and wait for it to come up as a podcast, because we podcast these shows. So here's the New York Times today. Miss Warren's sweeping plan has several planks. She would pay for it with revenue generated by her proposed increase in tax for the wealthy. So we're going to give away 600, I think it is, billion dollars. But don't worry, the rich will pay for it. She would eliminate up to $50,000 in student loan debt for every person with a household income of less than $100,000. Borrowers who make between $100,000 and $250,000 would have a portion of their debt forgiven. Elif just stepped out. Elif, when you get back in, get that Ray Kaplan on the phone. Elif, get Ray on the phone. I want to ask her about this. Ray Kaplan. We'll talk to Barb. Hey, Barb, you're on WGN Radio. What can we do for you?
Hey, John. Glad to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call. I think that this is a good idea, but there is a lot to be done here. I feel that the first 2 years should not be paid for because a lot of students don't finish. So you pay you go locally to the junior colleges, live at home, and then the government will fund your last 2 years. A lot of people are going to go out of state and sunbathe in Florida and ski in Montana or wherever they're going to go, and then we're going to pay for that. I'm not feeling that one. So, I mean, I funded my own vacation through the master's degree. I feel strongly about this, and I mean, I've seen too many people stop after a few classes, you know, after they've had all the beer they can drink or all the parties they can stand.
That's interesting, yeah. So if we really are serious about forgiving your debt, then you need to be really serious about getting a degree.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for the call, Barb.
You bet. Thanks for your time.
Interesting point. Ray's on 7. 312-981-7200. Call or text. 312-981-7200. Call or text that number. Tell us what you think about Senator Warren's idea. Structured her presidential campaign around a steady unveiling of disruptive policy ideas. On Monday, her biggest one yet, $1.25 trillion plan to reshape higher education by canceling most student loan debt and eliminating tuition at every public college. I'm more behind number two than number one. Once upon a time, if you had a high school education, that was good enough. I mean, a college education has always been a good idea, but you could go work for John Deere or Caterpillar in central Illinois. You could go work for ADM in Decatur, and you'd be fine. You could go work for Caterpillar in Joliet, for that matter, or a lot of places, and you'd be fine. That you'd have a nice living, and you'd have a boat. And every week that you went to work for 40 straight hours, they'd give you an hour off. Y days, they'd call them. But that just doesn't happen anymore. And, it's not there. You can get a job at Caterpillar. It's not going to pay you like you used to. You want to be living a nicer life, then you need a college education. But we've decided that we're only going to pay for you up to the 12th grade. Well, why? If we think that it's good for people as seniors in high school, why? But then we tell them, but what you really need is a college education, and what you really need is $75,000 to do that. Why don't we help them out? Anyway, let's talk to Ray Kaplan for a second here. Hey, Ray, this is John. You're on the air. How are you?
Hi, John. Good. How are you?
I don't know. So, what are you thinking about this conversation, Ray?
About Elizabeth Warren's proposition, I think it's a nice idea, but I also think that we have to look at whether or not it's actually going to give us good results on how educated people are and whether or not they finish school. I think you're right in that it looks like possibly a cheap ploy to buy votes. However, there are some good aspects to it, I think.
Well, answer this for me. I think I know, but just make sure I've got this right. Who holds the note? If I go to a store and take a candy bar, that stores out a dollar, if it's a dollar candy bar, that they deserve. I shouldn't get free candy bars. Is this privately held loans that somebody else paid the tuition on, or who paid these tuition bills?
No, so this is all money that's owed to the U.S. Department of Education. So they would be taking, and Elizabeth Warren's people said that it would cost approximately $1.25 trillion over 10 years. But just some very quick math, if they're actually thinking about forgiving everybody's loans where they forgive about $50,000 in loans if you're over or I'm sorry, if you're less than $100,000 per year,
yeah.
It looks like it might actually cost about $1.425 trillion. But putting aside the cost, I think that it's a good idea. You know, they always want us to look to other countries to see whether or not free education works out well. And I did find that in the United Kingdom, public college education is no longer free, although it used to be. As of 1998, public university is not free in England, Wales, Scotland, or Northern Ireland, and that's because providing free public university was actually shown to reduce the quality of higher education and lessen access to educational opportunities to lower-income students because they had to put caps on enrollments. So sometimes it's just these good intentions.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what about this? Brett, you're on WGN Radio. What are you thinking about when you listen to this conversation, Brett?
Well, I just jumped back in the truck when you were stating that you got kind of ticked off, you know, when things would be forgiven if you had just paid them off. And a couple weeks ago on 60 Minutes, they were showing a piece on New York or NYU.
The med school.
They were offering their entire medical school program for free to people that made it into that program.
Yeah.
And one of the women that they were profiling had just paid her entire first 3 years of medical school. She's getting her fourth for free. And I kind of sat there and had to check myself as what kind of person am I when I was kicked off that I would be paying for 3 years. Everybody else is getting it for nothing.
I think we've all been wondering something like that with this too, Ray. I mean, I guess that's just.
Yeah. I completely understand that. It's appealing on one level, right? I think we can all agree that we all want the public to be educated, and the more educated, the better. And I think that that would have a good effect on the economy overall. And I think that's probably what she's going for, but. I think if we actually look at the data, it turns out that the relationship between higher state education spending and economic growth is almost always negative. The more the states spend on higher education, the lower the growth rate is. And I know that that's kind of unexpected.
Yeah.
Right. But there was actually an interesting study out of Indiana University when I was looking up Warren's proposal earlier. I came across showing that only 30% of community college students complete their two-year program within 6 years, and only 7% complete a bachelor's degree at a four-year institution within a six-year time frame. So it doesn't appear that it actually appears that the more skin you have in the game, in other words, if you're paying more for the cost,
right,
the likelihood that you're going to finish is actually higher.
I want to challenge one of the numbers you just threw out, and then we got to wrap this up. But you said only 7% of the people that graduate from college graduate within 6 years?
Yeah, that's what this study out of Indiana University said. Only 7.7% completed a bachelor's degree at a four-year institution within a six-year time frame.
Oh,
so
now that can't be right. I mean, I know it's not. Nobody graduates in 4 years hardly anymore. Props to you if your kid did, but I understand that's hard to do. Because of money and because of classes and blah, blah, blah. But it's got to be higher than 7% in 6 years, unless the population you're talking about is people who are getting it for free. But I don't know.
You're right. These are community fund or state funded community schools.
So if you said, okay, you're not going to pay for the tuition, only 7% of them graduate within 6 years?
Apparently, it creates a poor academic incentive.
Right, right.
So that's the downside. But I can see how it's appealing. I just don't know how fiscally responsible it is. I mean, that's a whole other question. But I do think it's going to cost more because then she not only does she want to eliminate a lot of the federal debt that's already owed, which is $1.5 trillion. She wants to get rid of 95% of it. But then she also wants to make all public universities and community colleges
free. Oh, wait a minute. Did you say we were running about this too? We've got to end this now, Ray. But is she saying that if I am currently paying on a student loan, that will be forgiven?
Yes, if you meet that median income, so if you're under that $100,000 per year. That was my understanding.
Yeah, or $250,000, but you don't get 100% then. Think about that. You could be ordering $250,000 a year, and Elizabeth Warren as president is going to help pay for the money you owe, even if you're not currently going. Oh, I am
right?
So
and an increase in Pell Grants, too.
Goodbye, Ray Kaplan.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Nice to talk to you. You can call her on your own. 312, what is it now? 294-8989, Kaplan Law Firm.